In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents Birds of Empire Season 2, created by Jason Liu.
Talia, ruler of secrets. Talia never thought much about her direction in life. Most Ram nobles were this way, and she was no different at first. Her upbringing was one wrapped in the gauzy memories of comfort, plentiful food, leisure, strolling the high peak with her mother. A handsome woman with an aquiline nose, she joked, made her more suited for life in the branches as a bird. Maybe that was the first time Talia thought of the other people who surrounded hers, the ones spread like moss or mold in the thick green or the barren wild. Other people who carried on differently than she. How did they live? Highland rams rarely descended to the lower reaches. They preferred to stay with their kind, like metals all sorted by the same shine, safe but ever boring. Her friends moved their mouths to gossip, and Talia would do her best to care what was coming out. She felt like a player in a story troupe, a life mapped out to fit neatly on a stage, each moment planned and waiting. But something was calling her at the edges. When she would go to watch the lowland story troops perform, she would watch the tellers waiting to go on stage, fascinated by their heavy breathing, waiting for their cue to spring back to life as this hero or that lover, adjusting their costumes, practicing their smile, or pushing back a distracting thought. She wanted to live like that. And one day, she got the chance. Her father was a barely tolerated member of the Stone Council and was routinely sent away on petty errands or official business. On one such occasion, he thought to bring his buoyant daughter. Talia was happy for the change and was halfway upon her father's mount before he could finish the proposal. "Of course I'll come, Papa." She said it all in one breath, and he smiled to hear it. As they crossed the cloud bridge to touch the edge of the high forest, she could feel her stomach dropping out, mouth wetting. This was life. That's what Talia thought as hers was hurling toward a heavy changing. That day was meaningless to her father, business of little consequence. Passing a crafted message about waterways to the lake stewards of the bears. He introduced himself to a waiting convoy of their people, bowing his head, exposing the thin wrinkled reed of his neck, and naming himself Antillon Hadrian of the Council of Stone. Talia let her body jut from behind the shape of her father's just as he finished. He introduced her as his darling daughter. She must have been quite bad at hiding her mesmeric thirst for new things because all the bears grinned widely, softly at her eagerness. It was so welcoming and warm, a summer rain in the cool of night. A young river guard hanging back from the convoy reminded her of a hero in a story that her mother used to tell. The bears always looked like they could be absorbed at any moment into the earth. The cloth they wore, their robes of furs, were always studded with moss and flowers and charms and arrows and markings and pouches of this thing or that. It's like you could never find the edges of their bodies. They were what you would imagine a whisper would look like if you could see it, and bursting with life. Their inky hair wild as the glow of their oaken skin, she wanted to dive headlong into their world. And after her father stopped his ceaseless yammer, she got her chance, caught up to the young warrior, and cast the net of her charm so confidently that he had no choice but to allow himself to be ensnared. They agreed to meet again, and again, and again. And each time she did, she felt that she grew closer to the center of the stage, no longer awaiting her entrance. Now she was here. Talia Hadrian, the disinterested Highland girl from the Peaks, spent the rest of her days as the most prolific spy for the people of the water. For years, she was able to pass along everything from trade routes to battle plans to the bears. And during the wars, it's hard to know just how many lives she spared. To her people, she was a strange outcast, a loner who never married, took too much interest in council, business, and gossip. Her disappearance was hardly mentioned among the nobles as they swapped stories and wool over root tea. She was just the sad reminder of what happens to the girls on the peak with nothing to live for. To the bears, though, she was a hero, a wife, a mother, and long after her death in Green Palm, she was even worshipped by some as an earthly incarnation of Sheree, goddess of duality, ruler of secrets. But to the shy river guard on the back of the convoy on that day, she would always be Tali, the girl who descended from the clouds to lift up his people with the whispers of her own.
Birds of Empire stars Gwendolyn Briley Strand as The Keeper. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Shen Yin Hu. Producer, Lawrence Zanelli. Co-producer, Nick Shanks. Edited and mixed by Will Tendy. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Will Tendy. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev. Assistant engineer, Alex Chuck. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Script supervisor, JC Hines. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff, and it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.